Tonight, it's all about the he said, she said. While we're trying to figure out what the heck is going on with Brianna, Javi, and Kaylin, we've got Janelle, Nathan, David, her mom, his mom, a girlfriend. You guys, it's getting really messy. And the real question is, where the heck was Chelsea this entire episode? Stay tuned. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're on the highway of second Teen Mom show. Woo! Teen Mom 2, hour 2. Let's do it.
Let's get it going. What is up, guys? We are here for another episode of Teen Mom 2. I am your host, Drew Jones, and to my left is one of my favorites. What's up, girl?
Hey, guys. Brianna Phipps here, ready to talk about this episode?
Let's see if we're on the same page here. How did you feel about this episode?
I'm not enjoying as much these last two, this episode and last week's episode, mainly because I feel like we've seen it already.
I agree. It's kind of cool that they were doing like a behind the scenes reunion thing, but I feel like we already got a lot of it on the reunion.
Yeah, and some of the scenes were on the reunion.
Exactly.
The whole scene with David leaving and wanting to leave, that was on the reunion of the producers standing in front of the car. So it's like rewatching something, and I feel like they're maybe doing a filler episode. I don't know if just not enough stuff's happening, so they need to pull this.
Well, they did put it in a two-parter, so you would think we were going to get something big. Because even like previewing, like the trailers and whatnot to this episode were like, Kaylin and Chelsea and Leah all sitting down and be like, we'll walk.
And that whole thing was a minute.
Yeah, it wasn't even.
And then it was decided what? That they were just going to shoot the show.
I guess so. But we pick up where we started last week, or where we left
right
off last
where,
week.
Right
exactly.
Where we, left off.
Where we left off last week, where Kaylin and Bree are kind of going at it. How do you feel? I know we kind of got into it last week, but how do you feel about mom and sister hopping in?
After reading some of the comments, I understand, and I thought about it myself, if I was in a situation like that where my sister or my mom or someone was in a fight, would I back them up? And the answer is yes, but I do think Brittany took it a little too far with her aggression.
I agree. I'm very much the Brittany out of my sister and I. My sister is much more the Brianna. But I will say I don't agree with them hopping in on it just because I don't think the argument escalated to a point where they needed to hop in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think taking it to the point of you're just jealous of Javi moving on was unnecessary because I don't think that's what it's about.
Yeah, I don't think and here's the thing, because I know people always think I'm defending Kaylin. I'm not really a super big fan of Kaylin. You know, I just think in this particular situation, it is a weird situation and there's kids involved. And so I think it is her business who you're bringing her kids around. And so I understand her frustration.
Yeah, I think
with
someone
it.
in our comments last week for the last video said that, you know, if it didn't have to do with the kids, then it would be none of her business. But the fact that he was going on vacation to spend time with his son and her son, that's not even legally his son. And then to not tell her that her kids were going to be around this girl and her kids,
mm-hmm.
that she needs to know that she's the mom.
Exactly. And I think, I don't think Kaylin was being really she shouldn't have called her ratchet. I just feel like that was like unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I don't think Kaylin was out of pocket to the point where it needed to escalate as much as it did. And I think Brianna took it to that next level, and her sister and mom jumping into it took it to that next level. But also, Brianna keeps bringing up about how, you know, I told you it's not like this, so you should believe me. Why should Kaylin believe you, though, is what I was thinking the whole time. What connect, like, if my ex-husband, father of my child, is saying that something's going on with you all, why should you, someone I only know from reality TV and are known to have a lot of drama, why should I believe you over Javi, you know? That just sounds kind of, Javi's the worst. Not saying Javi's like a reliable source, but.
Bria Carter in our chat said that she usually likes Brianna, but was angry at her during the segment. I mean, what was the point of all that yelling? And that's exactly how I felt. Like, there's no need for that.
I agree.
You guys are two adults. You can have an adult civilized conversation.
And there was no need to get loud. And then when Kaylin's friend walked in, I don't even think Kaylin's friend was being out of pocket. I think she was just like, what exactly is the situation going on here? Because my best friend just walked in crying and I'm concerned. What just happened here? And so for Brianna to be like, I'm going to slap the out of you.
Well, and for her to say, don't be disrespectful, and to follow it up with that.
Yeah. It's just like, do you understand how respect works? Because doesn't really make a lot of sense. And then for Brittany to decide to get
to the point where security had to hold her back.
Yeah. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I just think you guys talk a lot about being respectful and doing these things, but then you act like a fool. Meanwhile, Javi, the real source of the issue here, this is why boys can be the worst sometimes. You both are strong, independent women who have done so much for yourselves, and this stupid short boy rolls up in here, and he doesn't even want you to go with him to go talk to Kaylin. He wants to go do it himself.
Keen just brought that up in the chat. He said, I just hate how Bree waited 2 hours for Javi in order to get brave with Kale. However, why was Kale's friends free to walk into Bree's room, but Bree was followed to Kale's room?
Exactly. I don't know.
And I thought you brought up a great point where we were watching it about how much Javi was trying to get Bree not to follow, and because maybe there was ulterior motive behind that.
Because Javi wants to paint the picture for whatever reason. Actually, we know the reason.
Because he lied to one or the other. Yeah,
well, he's lying.
Or both.
From what we're seeing in this moment of time, obviously we know they dated. But in this moment of time, what we're seeing is Bree being like, I'm not really sure about you. Her family doesn't really seem super on board with Javi. There is some flirtation there, but we don't really see too much happening. It seems like Javi, but then like whenever Javi says anything to Kaylin, it's like, yeah, we're a thing, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like Javi wanted to paint that picture to Kaylin, and having Bree there, he can't fully paint that picture because then Bree's like, wait, what are you talking about? We're not together. And I don't like Javi for that. I think that's...
But they kind of are together because I remember watching, which was already filmed from the last episode, with the New Year's Eve special thing that they mm-hmm. filmed the last episode. I watched that back when it came out, and on it, Brianna said that they were together. Mm. Her and Brittany, like, were filmed saying that they were...
That's sketchy then. I don't know. I don't like how Bree's handling it. I don't like how Javi's handling it. I strongly feel like they only have storylines because of Kaylin. The thing is, like, Kaylin keeps being like, I want to have this conversation with you. I don't want to do it on camera. And I feel like, despite how everyone may feel about Kaylin and that she constantly fights with everyone, I think that says a lot to the fact that I'm not going to give you guys a storyline. You know, she's just like, we can have this conversation because it's a real conversation that needs to be had, but we're not doing it on camera.
Yeah, I mean,
and I can respect that.
Kaylin has had her moments through this whole mess where she's been in the wrong. It just, to me, has been less than the other.
I agree. Two. I don't think anyone's right here, but I think she is less wrong than the other two. And I hope they just both peep that Javi's just not.
I mean, Javi seems to be a very big instigator.
He is. He loves multiple amounts of things. He loves drama.
I mean, if he didn't want drama, he wouldn't be dating a co-star.
He is a little middle school girl. He enjoys drama. He is the Regina George of this TV show. And you're not slick, Javi. We see you. We see you. Speaking of people we see here at AfterBuzz often, and we love to hear because she has so much knowledge.
And I'm sure that she would have her two cents to say about this whole thing. Our lovely, lovely founder, Maria Menounos. If you want to learn and have fun and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. She takes her SiriusXM show that she does all the week and takes the highlights out of it and puts it up as a podcast for you guys on Friday for free. It goes from health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, like I just said. And we can channel Nakia again, like we always do.
If it's for free, it's for me.
Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Teen Mom 2 panel, that sent you guys there. Give us some love. let make her give us some love. She will definitely let us know that you guys went there. And Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Check it out.
And a lot of times she brings some of the AfterBuzz hosts here who are knowledgeable on certain subjects or on certain TV shows on. So you'll be giving our fellow AfterBuzzers some love as well.
Yes.
So make sure to check it out.
Check it out. They awkwardly threw in Brianna's baby daddy into this episode. It was just like a very small cameo. And I was like, I guess you guys are just really digging for things to have in this episode.
Well, I know that they brought him on the reunion and there was a lot of drama because the last thing we saw last season before the reunion was him flipping off her family and them like standing on a table cursing him out.
Yeah.
But, and I know Brittany has a relationship with him. Which is good for her daughter, for Nova, because someone needs to be the peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
So at least Brittany's there for that, for him. But, yeah, it didn't seem needed to add him. And I guess it was just to really show that Brianna was agitated with multiple things.
Yeah. But it just was kind of like, okay, cool. There's just like...
It was just like this little conversation, not even with Brianna in the room.
Yeah. It was like, okay, cool. He's here. He got out of jail. High five.
For a court date he didn't know he had.
Which I'm still a little confused on how you don't know you have a court date. But go off, sis. You know? Do you. Whatever. It's your world. We only live in it. So the other, like, highlight of drama. We got some drama in the beginning with Bree and Kaylin and Javi. And then when we got a nice drama sandwich with Janelle and Nathan and Doris and Barb and Nathan's girlfriend Ashley and David. And I just, at the end of the day, I'm so frustrated because there's no one who truly is there for these kids. It is the most selfish group of adults I've ever seen. And I'm just so frustrated for these kids. The amount of manipulation that goes back and forth between Janelle and Nathan and David over...
And here's the thing where I don't feel like, again, I don't think anyone is in the right. We've seen Nathan tries to act very superior, but not that long ago was he on the show being not as bad as David, but not that much better than David. And they're just all, like you said, they're very manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the point of sending her son in there
to
get her other son.
Don't you want to see mom? Like... He's a baby. Of course he's going to, like, instantly want to see his mom, and he gets upset. And then having Nathan walk away as Kaiser's reaching out for Janelle and Janelle making a big deal and, like, reaching her arms out. Like, you guys are messing with that kid's head. And it's so, like, we can laugh and joke at these, you know, how wild Barbara is and Janelle and all of them. Like, oh, they're so kooky. But at the end of the day, they are really messing with these kids' heads.
Yeah. And there's just so much unnecessary... things. I can't swear, so I'm staying away from the S word.
Yeah. But
there's so much unnecessary stuff that happens. From what we just said to David getting frustrated about the questions that Dr. Drew is asking Janelle. You know he's going to ask. That's his job. His job is to make... It's a therapy session, in a way, to make them see the light of certain things. And I'm sorry, but it's true. She dates aggressive and oftentimes... somewhat temperamental to the point of violent men. And definitely with David, like, he popped out a knife last episode.
It was stabbing balloons.
While he went on a beer run. Like, for you, and then for you to get so upset over that he's asking her that or saying that, that you, like...
Leave.
That just proves his point.
Yeah, also, this is your income. Like, when they showed up to the house and he just popped his head over the fence... like a weirdo and was like, oh, we're not coming. We're going to go to breakfast. Like, no, this is, you all signed up for this. You can't, I don't understand how.
They are paying you.
They are paying you good money.
This is their job. If you do not want to be on the show, that is your right and your choice. But then guess what? Paycheck stop.
Yeah. And then you just go back to being a violent, alcoholic, homophobic jerk with no money instead of being a violent, alcoholic, homophobic jerk with money on MTV. So,
and for them to, like, it's drama for the sake, like, they just want to be on the show, I feel like, even though they say they don't.
Yeah.
Because why else are you going to make a big scene, leave, and then come back? And for, Okay. Okay. I see what she was trying to say about I gotta stand by my man, but I don't like that. I don't like someone saying, if he says this, then yeah, I'm going to do it because he's my man.
That's not how relationships work.
No. Like, you're telling me you can't, he can't tell you why you have to leave. You're just going to blindly leave with
him? Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Relationships aren't, they are about compromise. They're not about blindlessly, like, following after somebody.
It'd be different if she was like, let me go talk to him. And they went outside and had a chat. And she was like, you know what? I totally understand why you're upset. Why don't you go ahead back to the hotel? I'm going to finish up my segment. Like,
yeah,
seriously, why is it that hard for you just to be a grown up about the situation? You know what you signed up for. David, I'm sorry. You know what you signed up for at this point. You've been mm-hmm. on the show for over a year now. You can't just make, you're acting like you guys are the top stars in the business and you can just make demands wherever you want. And the top stars in the business, reality or not, don't make those kind of demands because that's facts. Why they're the top stars in the business.
Question. So they leave, obviously, and why they leave, Leah, Chelsea, and Brianna, mind you, this is like the only time we see Leah and Chelsea this entire episode, but Leah, Chelsea, and not Brianna, sorry, Kaylin sit down with the executive producers and kind of do this whole demands thing, and basically we're like, we don't want to do the show anymore if Janelle's on it, but then Kaylin keeps pushing the Brianna thing.
Well, in our chat, I think they made some great points. Bria said that she felt like Kaylin was trying to drag Chelsea into it, too. And Kale said, we aren't filming with them. And I felt that she was trying to speak for them rather than let them speak for themselves, which I agree with. I don't feel like they really got any chance to speak or say their piece. And then Keen said Chelsea also just wants to peace, but Kale wants Janelle and Bri gone. I think the main thing, and I can't remember which one said it, but was that we have children here and I don't want Leah, all this happening yeah. in the hallways where my child might be. So we need to figure this out. And like that to me was
respect.
That made the sense. Like I can't have people in the hallway screaming, trying to fight people. And my daughter's right here.
I agree with that. What I don't understand is I understand not liking someone being with your ex-husband, but I don't know how them no longer being on Teen Mom is going to change that for you. I feel like that's still very much going to be something that can go down. The biggest issue I have with this is you're being petty, messing with someone. Like, no matter how you feel about someone else, you're still messing with someone's money who you really don't, they have to interact with them how often? Like once a year for these reunions?
Yeah. Except for Kaylin, who has to now interact with Brianna more because of Javi, but...
Yeah, but you need to... She doesn't check Javi at all. Why are you coming after Brie? And Brie, why are you coming after Kaylin? Javi is the issue here.
There's a main connecting subject right here.
There's a common denominator, and you are just completely hopping over it and going at each other's throats.
And Brie in our chat also said that earlier. She said that no one is... The backlash... Brie's getting all the backlash, not Javi. Which isn't surprising because everyone always wants to check the other girl and not the boyfriend.
Exactly. It's and just...
Yeah, you shouldn't be fighting each other. You're on a show together. You're going to have to coexist with each other at some point.
Whether you're on the show or not. Like, that's the thing. No matter what...
Whether or not Brianna felt like she should have needed to tell Kale something or whether or not Kale feels like Brianna should have told her. The main thing is that Javi didn't tell either of them.
Yeah. And Kaylin, girl, if you really don't like her, don't give her a storyline. You're feeding into her storyline. Brianna would have nothing going on this entire seat. Like,
she would have her other baby daddy in jail.
Yeah.
Storyline.
And no one wants to watch that. So she literally, if you really felt that way about her, stop playing into it because she wouldn't have a storyline without you. But instead, you're just feeding into it. And hence, here we are on episode whatever.
I think it just speaks so much volume to Leah and Chelsea that for Leah, the two things we see of her are her... saying, you know, about the kid in the hallway and
being a good friend.
Also being a good friend and also just saying, like, you know, why is she leaving? Like, why is she so mad that why Barb, her mom, is so mad that Nathan's girlfriend hugged her, which I agreed with as well.
Yeah.
And then Chelsea, like, all we really see from her is her standing in a hallway
just making faces,
looking at the fights, being like what's going, like, just it's like that cartoon where the eyes are just like, what's happening?
Yeah. I don't know how much longer this Teen Mom 2 is going to last just because I feel like we're running out of things to talk about. And I'm not mad that we're running out of things to talk. Like, I'm not mad that there's not really a storyline for Chelsea. I'm not mad that there's not really a storyline for Leah, because that means that they're doing well and they're happy.
Well, and I know that some people find that boring because they're here for the drama, but I personally don't mind watching a show where people are happy. Yeah. And where the only drama is normal life drama, because I like seeing success. Like,
yeah, no, I agree.
Part of the show is to show off, one, the hardships of having children at such a young age, but also to show that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Chelsea and Leah are good examples of that. Like, both have been through different hard times. So Chelsea with Adam and with her own feelings about herself and coming out in the way that she has is a remarkable thing. And I'm so proud of her. And then with Leah, with all of her stuff, with depression, with having a child with muscular dystrophy, with two divorces under her belt at this point at her mm-hmm. young age, like, that's a lot. And they should have more drama in their lives if you just look at it like that. And they don't. And I think there's a reason for that.
I agree. Real quickly before we hop into predictions and whatnot, we see Janelle kind of freak out on Nathan's girlfriend for hugging Barb. And I'm legitimately so confused by it. I didn't understand why there was the aggression there.
Was it Leah that said it first? Someone said it where they said, you don't want a relationship with your own mom, so why do you care if your ex-boyfriend's girlfriend hugs her? Like, why does it matter? And it doesn't. Like, that whole fight did not matter to her. And then her following Nathan and her talking to his mom and then her calling David. Why do you have to call David to come over?
Because you wanted something bad to happen. Because Nathan's aggressive and violent. Or not Nathan, David is, well, I mean, also Nathan.
Both, yeah. Dear God. I mean, he also likes, like, I mean, that story about him strangling his ex, it's a true thing. He was in jail for it.
You wanted to deal with one abusive ex by bringing in your new abusive husband. Like, girl, get it together. Get it together. You make a lot of money. Therapy is a beautiful, wonderful thing that I highly recommend everyone being in.
The whole point of them saying that she didn't like Dr. Drew, I think David said it when he was behind the little fence thing, because he asked questions she doesn't want to answer. I'm like, yeah, well, that's what happens when you go to therapy. You have to look at parts of yourself you necessarily don't like. Oh, that's how you get better.
I cannot.
But yeah, I'm here for Chelsea. I'm here for Leah. I'm here for the other people in different ways, but not here for Janelle right now at all. I'm done with it.
Speaking of getting better, guys, we want to know how we can make this show better for you. So if you're on iTunes, make sure to comment on our podcast. Let us know what you think. Go ahead and give us 5 stars because you like us and it's cool. And if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. Leave us some comments. We will be sure to shout you out next week. We'll happily talk back to you in the comments. Make sure to check us out at AfterBuzzTV.com. It looks super good. It's like super organized and really easy to find everything. So if you don't believe me, go check it out yourself.
While we're on that subject, let me do some fan shout outs from last week from our video. We had Janelle Nels in here talking a lot about us and about her not so happiness with someone that shares her same name. We have Sip Tea with Key. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for joining in.
Thanks for chit-chatting
along with us. We really appreciate it. And always to the people in our chat. Right now we have Bria Carter and Keen Lagerfield. Thank you so much. We enjoy you guys. And we always love your input. I know you're here every week and that's amazing.
Might as well be the extra panel list.
I mean, they are.
Yeah, for sure. Do we have news?
We do have news before that. We'll do our segment.
Gold star moment. Sorry, guys. My brain is a little mushy from the weekend. Our gold star moment, if you have not watched the show before, every week we pick out our favorite moment that someone on the show did. You know, a time where they looked good. You know, a time where they were doing the right thing. A time that we really liked what they had to say. And that was very hard to find in this episode. So I'm going to think about mine while Bree lets you know what hers was.
Mine is going to Chelsea.
Dang it.
I want it, Chelsea. I give it to Chelsea for one, just staying out of all the drama. Good for you, girl. And two, just for that whole, it's again staying out of the drama, but just that whole little scene where Janelle and Brianna are taking photos together and Kaylin and Leo are taking photos together being like, team us, team us. And then she's just sitting down like, nope.
They were very close to each other while they were taking photos.
And I know. And then like, I think Chelsea was like, this is so awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward. Oh, good Lord. No one was on good behavior. Leah. You know, I'll give my gold star to Leah for, you know, thinking about the kids. I feel like no one else was really, besides Chelsea, obviously, was really thinking about the kids' well-being. And for Leah to be like, listen, my biggest concern is I don't want my kid to be exposed to these fights and stuff like that. So we need to figure out something that's going to work for everyone. I had a lot of respect for her. I feel like we've seen Leah grow so much in the last couple seasons, and I love seeing her prosper and be happy and do her thing. So, gold star moment to you, boo. That was adorable.
But yeah, should we get into the news and gossip?
Let's get into this news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So both stories I found this week, I believe, came from the reunion that they just shot for this other half of the season. First up, I believe we have Janelle, and she may not be continuing with the show. There's some rumors circulating. Based on the reunion, I guess she refused to film it, and she didn't come. Either she didn't come or she wasn't going to come. I'm not sure if it was one or the other, but she wanted to film it via Skype from her house, but the producers, I don't think, wanted that because it would be very easy for David, who has now been kicked off the show, because of comments he's made online, to edge his way into that shot when he wouldn't have been allowed at the reunion. But she didn't want to go to the reunion because of the fact that he wasn't going to be allowed. She wanted the producers to fly him out, which they weren't going to do because he's not on the show. And so, yeah, she threw, I think, a little bit of a temper tantrum. And so now there's rumors circulating that maybe because she refused to come to the reunion, which she is paid to do, that she may be kicked off the show.
I say good riddance.
Yeah.
You know, I love messy reality TV, but I think at this point her storyline is so toxic and it's so hard to watch those kids go through that I think you'd be doing us a favor if we don't have to see that
She's
anymore.
She's the Farrah of she this season is to me.
The Farrah of the
and
season.
I think just as Farrah got her kick out the door, Janelle needs to maybe get hers, because why are we promoting this?
Yeah. So. Why are we promoting this, and why do you still have custody of your children? Questions that need to be answered.
So that is for her. And then some other drama news based on the reunion. Again, we are seeing Kale with Brittany, and Brianna's in the mix too. There was some stuff going on, which I feel like Kale actually stood up and said it wasn't Brianna, because there was some stuff saying that they got into a big fight. And then Brianna tried to fight her, and she said, no, it actually wasn't Brianna, it was Brittany. But there was this whole thing where they were talking, they went into a room to talk about their issues. But apparently Brianna says Kaylin came in just to fight. That the way that she was acting was that she wanted to fight, but since the security guards were there, she couldn't. And then she, during the part where they all have to come out onto set together, apparently Brittany came out and pulled Kaylin's hair. And that started kind of like an almost fist fight between them, but security guards hold them back. And then Brianna, I guess, tried to get involved, but fell down as she was trying to. So, but Kaylin did come out and say, no, Brianna didn't do anything. It was Brittany.
Brittany, if you want to be a focal point of the show, have a baby. Stop trying to like ride on the coattails of Brianna's teen mom drama, because it's just like messy and like lame at this point.
I just, you know, Javi and Brianna are broken up now. I don't know why this drama is still happening between the three of them. Move on. We need to move on from it.
For real.
Like, you guys are on the same show. Like, I know, Kaylin, you don't want her to be, but you guys are. So find a way to be around each other. Maybe it's what happens with Teen Mom OG when Farrah was still on it, and she comes out separate than you.
I'm curious to see how the rest of the season goes and see if this is the only plot, like, the only storyline we're going to see from Brianna is the hobby stuff. Because if that's it, then, like, I don't bring her back.
With that, should we get into the predictions then?
Yeah, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News. And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
We just wanted to bookmark that for you guys. That's what just happened. Just to recap, we just did the news.
Now into predictions.
So with that, I don't think this is the only drama that we will see this season, just because I know some of the stuff that happened in some of their lives. I know with the preview we saw Chelsea talking about Adam. And I think the only reason that the Adam drama isn't as big as it is actually is because he's not on the show, mm-hmm. because he refuses to be on the show. But we see that, you know, he's going to have to go to the center to see Aubrey no matter what. He can't even, I don't believe he was even allowed to. I don't know if that's going to be this episode or later, but he's not even allowed to see with his parents. That's what it was before. He could only see her supervised with his parents. Now he has to see her supervised only by this facility. But we're going to see that happen. And I think, you know, we'll hear the backlash from Adam. He won't be on the show, so we won't see it from him. But we'll hear via Chelsea, maybe some text or something that he'll send her. But Chelsea will just keep doing her and being a good mom with her adorable little children and her adorable husband. And she'll thrive through it all. And you know what? It's probably best for Aubrey to not be necessarily intermingled with her father at the moment. Agreed. Because of his drugs. And then, you know, yeah, we're going to see more of this drama with Brianna and Kale and Javi. But I think we're also, you know, going to be seeing. I'm just enjoying seeing these kids grow up. Mm-hmm. So with Kale, it's like watching Lincoln and Isaac and how they're doing now that they're like older. And also with Janelle and her kids, like watching what they're doing, they're older. Those are what I'm more interested with their stories. With Leah, I know that we got a little tease of it, but we're going to be starting to see stuff with her and Jeremy. And I know that there was already, like, she already said on Kale's talk show, I believe, or podcast, that they did, like, talk about maybe getting back together and we're hooking up. So I think we're going to start seeing the beginning of that whole equation happen. And hopefully Addie doesn't necessarily notice it, because I think that's a little traumatizing for a kid to not know where her parents are.
Agreed. Let me think. I want to see more of Chelsea. Obviously, normally when you see more of one of the girls, it's because they have kind of drama going on. So unfortunately, I don't think that we're not going to see too much of the Adam thing, but I do think what we see of Chelsea next week is going to be like the side effects of Adam's messiness, and I hate that for her, but I'm so glad she has Cole, and you know, I think we'll get to see a really nice moment with that supportive family. Janelle, golly, I don't even know. I wanted to focus on the kids. I don't even want to have to like see Janelle.
I don't want to see any more crying with her and David.
Yeah, I just don't want to. It's, they're so delusional at this point that it's just like hard to take. Just show me the babies, because they're so cute. Jace and Kaiser are adorable, and I just want to see them do things because they're great kids. Brianna, I want to focus on something besides this Javi storyline, because I do like Brianna. I just don't like this situation. So I want to see you with your kids. I want to see you with your mom, with Brittany. Like, let's focus on something different. Kaylin, let's focus on something different. I like seeing her relationship with Joe, right? Yeah, I like that they're good at co-parenting.
And that took a long time to get there.
It did, and I want to look at that some more, because I think that's something that everyone could, you know, watch.
It's also, that was a little thing I saw too, that V, apparently after this season, won't be on the show anymore. That's Joe's fiance.
Oh,
so it seems like a lot of people are kind of getting done with lives being on television.
Like, it's starting to get messier and messier.
And especially with the kids getting older.
Yeah, so it's understandable that they don't want to do it anymore. But those are my predictions. You guys, let us know in the comments. Let us know on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, what you guys think is going to happen next week, what you agreed with us about, what you disagreed with us about. Who are some teen mom? If Janelle really is gone, who's a teen mom you'd love to see take her place? Let us know what you think. Until next time, where can they find you guys?
You guys can find me at Bri, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram. And definitely, like Drew just said, let us know who you think would make a great replacement if it comes to that.
Yes. And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. All right, guys. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.